Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, Winning Every Day family. Wherever you're listening from today, at home, on the road, at work, or getting ready for the day, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for choosing to start your day in God's presence. This is not an accident. It's a divine appointment. Take a deep breath, and let's lean into what God wants to say to us today. Today's topic is establishing God-first priorities. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Leadership expert Stephen Covey, in his book First Things First, shared a powerful story that has since been used in seminars, magazines, and leadership trainings around the world. A professor stood before his class with a large jar. He placed big rocks into the jar until it seemed full. He asked, "Is the jar full?" The class said yes. Then he poured in small pebbles, which filled the spaces between the rocks. Again, "Is it full?" The class said yes. Then he added sand and finally water, each filling hidden gaps. The lesson was simple but profound. If you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never fit them in later. Beloved, God is the big rock of life. If he doesn't come first, everything else, work, money, plans, relationships, will crowd him out. And that brings us to today's truth. Life works best when God comes first. Let me ask you this, and be honest with yourself. Who or what gets the first attention of your day? What shapes your decisions, pressure, or purpose? Are you managing life, or is life managing you? The Bible is clear. Priorities determine outcomes. When God is first, life falls into order. When God is optional, life becomes chaotic. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Notice it says all your ways, not some. God doesn't want to be an addition to your schedule. He wants to be the foundation of your life. Let's see how God-first priorities help us. 1. God-first priorities bring divine alignment. When God is first, your decisions gain clarity. Your steps receive direction. Your efforts attract divine backing. Psalm 127 verse 1 reminds us, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." You can be busy and still be barren. You can be productive and still be misplaced. But when God is first, even ordinary efforts produce extraordinary results. Beloved, if you've been feeling tired, scattered, or unfulfilled, it may not be because you're doing too little, but because God needs to be placed back at the center. 2. God-first living activates supernatural supply. Jesus said, "Seek first, not worry first, not struggle first." Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 is both an instruction and a promise. When the kingdom is first, all these things, provision, peace, wisdom, favor, are added. Let me ask you, what are you chasing that God wants to add effortlessly? For your encouragement, God is not against your needs. He just wants your heart. When your heart is aligned, your needs are supplied. Psalm 23 verse 1 reminds us, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." 3. God-first priorities protect your peace. Many people are anxious not because life is heavy, but because God has been moved to the background. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you." Peace is not found in control, it's found in surrender. Beloved, if peace has been missing in your life, don't chase peace. Return to God's presence. Peace lives there. As you go today, let me speak God's word over your life. Now receive this by faith. Today, as you put God first, confusion gives way to clarity in your life in Jesus' name. As you honor God with your time and choices, he will order your steps. I declare, This season, nothing important will be missing in your life. What others struggle for, God will add to you effortlessly in Jesus' name. Today, your priorities are being realigned for divine advantage. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." God will order your steps this year in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself quietly, what has replaced God in my daily priorities? What needs to shift starting today? What big rock must return to the jar first? Actions for the day. Start your day with God intentionally. Pray before you pick your phone. Acknowledge God before making decisions. Invite Him into your plans, meetings, and conversations. Even 5 focused minutes can reset your entire day. In conclusion, winning everyday family, life doesn't improve by accident. It improves by alignment. When God is first, life works. When God is honored, heaven responds. You were never designed to carry life alone. Put God first and watch everything else fall into place. Finally, as we close, let's make our confession of faith for the day. Let's declare this together. Today, I put God first. My priorities are aligned with heaven. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I walk in clarity, peace, and divine provision. Everything I need is added to me. I am victorious today in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this new day. Today, we commit our hearts, plans, and priorities into your hands. Teach us to seek you first in all we do. Order our steps, calm our minds, and guide our decisions. Let today be productive, peaceful, and purposeful. We declare that nothing is missing, nothing is broken, and nothing is out of place in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a fresh start today. Remember, when God is first, you are positioned to win every day. Have a beautiful, God-filled day.
Through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.